So doing the Gemara in Gittin that describes to us the destruction of Israel. And we had seen that the Gemara begins by telling us that Israel and Jerusalem at the end of the period of the Second Temple were really destroyed because people were hard-hearted. People were not looking beyond the moment. They felt they could be zealous for small things, and they did not take into account the price that would ultimately be paid for their zealousness. And we saw one example, the story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, and we concluded last time with the zealousness of the Biryonim, how they destroyed the storehouses, the storage houses, and they brought about the famine in Jerusalem. And now the Gemara continues with a story of what occurred within Jerusalem at the time of the famine. And I caution our listeners that this story is a difficult story to listen to, so I would not play this class before children. This class is, I would not recommend that children listen to this class. When they get older, there's enough time to contend with the harsh realities of life. The Gemara tells us that there was a wealthy woman in Jerusalem. She was considered the wealthy woman of Jerusalem, and her name was Malta, the daughter of Baitus. And when the famine began in Jerusalem, she sent out her servant and told him, "Go buy for me fine sifted flour." The servant went to purchase flour, and when he came to the market, he found that there was no longer any fine sifted flour. So he came back and told her, "My master, there is no fine sifted flour. Would you like white flour?" And she said, "Yes, go bring me white flour." So he went to the market, and by the time he got there, there was no longer any white flour. There was only flour that was whole wheat, flour that had not been sifted at all. So he came back and he said to her, "My master, there is no longer white flour, but there is whole wheat flour, flour that has not been sifted. Do you want me to purchase whole wheat flour?" So the master said yes. He went back to the market, and now there was no longer whole wheat flour left. There was only flour that is made from barley, which was ordinarily used for animal food. So he comes back and he says, "Would you like me to purchase barley flour, because there's no longer any whole wheat flour?" And she said, "Go purchase that." And when he came to the market, he found that there was no longer any barley flour left either. At that time, Malta, the master, was barefoot. And ordinarily, a woman of her stature would never leave her house barefoot. But because she was hungry, she went out to the marketplace and thought to herself, "You know what? I'll go myself and I'll buy whatever food I find at the market." She went through the city of Jerusalem searching for food to buy and could not find any. As she's walking around the city, she stepped on some dung. And because she was of such a fine nature, she had never stepped out of her house barefoot, when she looked down and saw that she had stepped on dung, she dropped dead. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we just learned the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. When he saw her, he quoted about this, the verse that the Torah warns us, "Haraka v'cha, the soft one among you, v'ha anuga, and the pampered one, asher lo niseta chafragla, hatzega la'aretz, that never tested the bottom of her foot being placed directly on the floor, mehitanegu miroch, from the fact that she had such pampering and such softness." Ultimately, the Torah warns us what will happen to that woman, and it came true here. And some say that something else occurred that caused her to pass away. Some say that she was so hungry that she found a fig of Rabbi Tzadok's. Later on, we will learn the story of Rabbi Tzadok, who fasted many years to try and prevent Jerusalem from being destroyed. And ultimately, when the destruction was imminent, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai attained for him some doctors, and the doctors told him that the only way he could get back his life after he'd fasted for so many years is by taking figs, sucking out the juice, and slowly building up his intestines again, because he was so thin you could see the juice going down as he swallowed it. That's how thin he was. He had been fasting for years, fasting and eating and drinking a little bit at night and fasting by day. So Rabbi Tzadok had these Roman doctors taking care of him, so he had these figs and he would suck them out, and then that was all he could do with them. So this wealthy woman, the most wealthy woman of Jerusalem, she was dying of hunger, and she encountered one of these figs that this old man Rabbi Tzadok had sucked of his juice, and lacking anything else to eat, she consumed that fig. And when she smelled the illness of Rabbi Tzadok, she sensed the germs of Rabbi Tzadok as she was consuming the fig. She got disgusted and scared, and that's what brought about her death. And now the Gemara explains what were these figs of Rabbi Tzadok. 40 years before the destruction, from the time that he started seeing signs that the temple was on the verge of being destroyed, Rabbi Tzadok sat and fasted so that the temple would not be destroyed. Fasting for 40 years wore down his body, so that anything he ate, he'd see go down his throat and being digested. And every night, when he'd conclude his fast, he wasn't able to eat any solids. So the only thing he ate were these figs, and that was his sustenance. And then he had nothing left to do with the fig. He couldn't consume more of it. This was the fig that Martha bat Baitus found. At the end of her life, she spent all her gold and silver, and she threw them out in the market and said, "What do I need this for? If there's no food to purchase, then what do I need all the money for?" And that is what the prophet Yechezkel Ezekiel said, "Kaspam bachutzot yashlichu." They will throw their silver in the marketplaces. "Uzhavam lenidayiye." And their gold will be defiled in their eyes. "Kaspam uzhavam." Their silver and gold, "lo yuchal le'atzilam," will not be able to save them, "b'yom evrat Hashem," in the day of God's wrath. "Nafsham lo yisabeyu," they will not be able to satiate their souls. "U'meyehem lo yemaleu," and they won't be able to fill their intestines. "Ki michshol avonam aya," for they are stumbling on their sins, and as such they won't be able to get up. And that's the fulfillment of this verse, is this story of Martha bat Baitus. And if we recall, where did the story begin? The story began because of the hard-heartedness of these powerful warriors that said, "We will fight the Romans." The rabbis said, "Don't." And they said, "We will." And when they saw that they couldn't get the rabbis to see things their way, they burnt the storage houses to force everyone's hand that they would no longer have a choice but to fight the Romans. The Iyun Yaakov explains, why does the Gemara begin by telling us that Malta bat Baitus was the most wealthy woman in Jerusalem? To tell us that her wealth exceeded the wealth of the three wealthy men of Jerusalem. You recall we said, Nakdimon ben Gurion, Kalba Savua, and Ben Tzitzita Keset, each one had enough to support 21 years to support Jerusalem. Together, all three of them could support the whole city of Jerusalem for 21 years with flour, with firewood, with everything they needed. You remember? So her wealth, the Iyun Yaakov says, that's why she's called the most wealthy woman in Jerusalem, to tell us that her wealth exceeded all of theirs, and this is where she ended up.